Today's Mishnah in Masechet, O Katzin or Uktzin, as you like, is Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Okay, so remember we have been talking about all kinds of fascinating issues. We've got our concepts, our basic concepts. We've got Yadot, we've got Shomrim, we've got a Machlokas that we mentioned yesterday, which we'll see more about as to whether these things are determined by a case-by-case determination, if somebody wants to use something as a yad, or whether there is an idea, according to the Chachamim, that there's a batla daita, and that the concept of yadas are defined by what is the standard usage, which Rabbi Yossi doesn't believe. So, there are various types of uktzim, and these are sometimes, if you take a fig, let's say, right, and you're sucking on that fig, you also continue to suck along the piece of wood that's stuck into the fig. And the part that's in the fig actually still has some juice and some fruit-like material that's attached to it. Now, not many things are like that, but certainly figs, which would include dried figs, so that's te'inim, and grogrot. But so would be, so would kilusim, and so would charuvim. So, unfortunately, even my new reference book, which is only 60 years old, does not have these kilusim. So I don't know what it's referring to, but it's some type, either some type of, according to the Rambam, it's some type of a variation of teinim. Others learn it's a type of kidneys, which doesn't fit as well. And charuvim, they also have a taste in the actual stem. So because of that, they are actual foodstuffs. And they become more than just shomrim, they're actually part of the fruit itself. And therefore, hare elu mitamim, if they touch something that's tameh, mitamim, if they are tameh and touch something that's tahar, and they're also mitstarfim. So instead of being just old-fashioned yadot, these four types of uktzin, and of course, if you know that there are others like this, would be the same, since they're eaten together with the actual pri, they are considered to be real food. Rabbi Yossi said, well, the same thing would be true, actually, of pumpkin stems or gourd stems, because even though it's true you can't eat them dry, but when you cook them, they are cooked together with the pumpkin, and you actually can suck on them. So since even though raw, it's not part of it, but if it's boiled together with it, that makes it, if it's sometime eaten together, that makes it part of the actual fruit, or in this case, the vegetable. Uktzei ha'agasim va'krustulin va'parishin ve'ozaradin. So what about the stems of pears? And now what are these krustumlin? So these krustumlin, people say is a type of nut, it's a gall nut, or it's a kind of tapuach that's like a gall nut, but lamaisa, my professor Felix points out that crustumelin is an English word, and it's but actually Latin, and it's used to define a type of pear all over the world, which are called crustumelin pears. The typical pear that we have are crustumelin pears, and the pear that is called the agasim, according to him, is a slightly different shape. And I'm sure you've all seen the more roundish pears and the elongated pears, right? The elongated pears are called crustumelin. Okay, fine. This is difficult to argue with since it's in every plant identification book. It has nothing to do with the Torah. These are called crustumelin pears. Hard to believe that it's anything but. Okay, and the perishim, which is generally taken to be quince, ozradin, okay, type of apple. The stem of a delat, which we spoke about, but here we're talking about all the way a tefach. So if it's within a tefach of the actual pumpkin, this is talking about a real heavy dalat, and therefore it needs a yad, that is tummy because of being a yad. And the okets of a kunras. Now what exactly a kunras is not clear, but many believe that it is called an artichoke. But the problem is, it's hard to explain why in the world you would need two tvachim of a yad for an artichoke. I can't really figure out why it would be an artichoke, but okay. So Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzedek Amar Tvachayim. In any event, all of these are just plain yadot. They're not part of the actual food. Therefore, the mitamim, they're mitamim, but they are not mitstarfim because they are neither shomrim nor an actual edible part of the food. Any other stem that we haven't spoken about are just plain old stems, and they're not needed for yadot, and therefore shar kol oktsin, they're not mitamin. If they touch something that's tameh, they don't make the food that's attached to it tameh, and they're not mitamim if the food that they are the uktsin to is tameh. It doesn't convey that tuma out. And obviously, if they're not mitamin and mitamin, they're certainly not going to be considered to be mitstarfin. That goes without saying.